Bottom of the seventh, Andrew Peters takes a swing and a miss at Peyton Van Beck's first offering, 0-1 to Peters. He is 1-for-1 tonight, a sacrifice bunt for Peters back in the second inning, and then a base hit in the fourth. There's a foul tip at the plate off of Van Beck's fastball, and 0-2. Runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for New Ulm, 1 run, 2 hits, and 1 error for Spring Hill. This is fouled over the backstop out of play, and the count at 0-2 yet to Andrew Peters. It'll be Peters, Zach Moore, and Colton Schaefer, 6-7-8 hitters here in the seventh inning for New Ulm. Van Beck's pitch, and a pop-up down the left field line. Long run, Jamie Terrace, Eric Schoenberg, and it goes foul as it lands right in front of Brent Terrace. Brent Terrace is in the game right now in left field. I don't know, it might be Regan Nelson came out. Regan might have come out. Austin Schoenberg went to right field. It's the way it looks right now. I believe that's Austin out in right field. So Brent Terrace now in left field. The ball's 2 strikes. Van Beck from the wind. His pitch. Boy, Nate Terrace held it there for a long time. He didn't get the call from the home plate umpire and ruled the ball 1-2. 1-2. Van Beck, curveball, popped up in the infield. Boy, that is up there. Jamie Terrace at short. Makes the catch for the out. Jamie didn't get happy feet. No, he planted him and made the catch for the out. Eric Schoenberg was standing right there. If that ball would have been tipped or anything, I think Eric would have gone after it. But as an infielder and even an outfielder, having somebody stand next to you while you're making a catch, it's kind of, you know, intimidating in a way where it's like, don't hit me. Here's a big swing and a miss by Zach Moore, strike one. Moore so far tonight, 0-2. He'll chop this one down the first baseline. This is a tough play. Nobody's going to be there. Here's the flip. Eric Terrace, whoa! Terrace comes out of nowhere to take the flip from Peyton Van Beck as Damer broke. Van Beck broke after the ball. Eric Terrace comes flying through the air, gets 1 foot on the bag, and then hurdles over Moore. Oh, athletic as you can get. Heck of a play by Eric Terrace. 2 outs and Colton Schaefer at the plate. Colton falls it to the screen and 0-1. 0-2 for Colton tonight. Yeah, for you Schaefer's back at home. Colton spelled it S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, just like you would back at home. So he's wearing a little of the New Ulm uniform tonight. The blue uniforms, white numerals, and trim. Spring Hill wearing their white jerseys with the maroon numerals and trim. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Schaefer. Curveball catches the corner and out on strikes. Van Beck gets strikeout number 5, and that does it for the Brewers in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 7 in our books, 2-1, New Ulm leading Spring Hill. We're back in 1.5.
Having a hard time finding a new vehicle? Not a problem. Stop into Gilliland Chevrolet. We've got over 140 new vehicles in stock and over 400 new units in production. The friendly and helpful team at Gilliland will help you find or reserve your perfect ride. So you don't have a down payment to reserve a vehicle? Not a problem. We don't require any money down. And what if you don't love the vehicle when it comes in? Not a problem. No obligation or pressure to buy it all. Maybe you've spotted the perfect vehicle online or on our lot, but you want to make sure that you get the most for your trade. Not a problem. All month long, we are paying $1,000 over KBB fair trade-in value on your trade. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we're here to make your car buying experience as problem-free as possible. Visit us at 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud, or GillilandChevrolet.com. find new roads.
Offer ends 8/31/21 based on KBB fair traded value on any 2018 or older vehicle. Good towards the purchase of any new or pre-owned vehicle over $5,000 value. See dealer for details.
The experts at Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning provide fast, affordable HVAC, plumbing, and repair for new and remodeling service. They recently purchased Ron Softwater of Painesville and would like to thank Ron Schlungen for his 50-year career in the water treatment industry. Gilk Plumbing offers water and jetter services along with heating and air conditioning products and contractor-grade drain cleaning products. As an award-winning authorized Rheem Pro partner, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Learn more at gilkplumbing.com. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk. Your dependable neighbor. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
Carter Cheetah pinch hitting for Luke Damer, drives it to right field, but there to make the catch in right field. He was playing a shallow right field as Hunter Ranweiler, and Cheetah out, the first out here in the eighth inning for the Spring Hill Chargers. Boy, Carter, you know, I think under normal circumstances, it's so the air is kind of heavy here tonight. The ball's not carrying well. Under normal circumstances, Carter gets a single, in my opinion. Here's Nathan Terrace. He'll foul it off. And the count 0-1 to the Charger catcher. One out. LaVon Spanier. LaVon is listening tonight. She's listening. What did it say? By her front door? Such a beautiful night outside. You bet. Outside by the door. 0-1 the count. There's a strike call to Nathan Terrace and 0-2. Eric Terrace on deck. Chargers got to get things done here. Top of the eighth inning. Need a run. They trail 2-1. Here's the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. This will be a tough play. Behind the bag at second. Throw to first in time to get Nathan Terrace. Nice play by shortstop Andrew Peters. He ranged far to his left and up the middle. Yeah, when he released it, he was behind the bag at second base. I'm going to bring Eric Terrace to the plate. Eric, so far tonight, 1-for-3. Had a couple really nice plays in the field. That line drive he caught behind second to double off a runner, and then his play at first base last inning, and the first pitch is inside to Eric in 0-1. The balls, one strike. Here's the pitch, and Terrace takes low and away, and 2-0. Austin Schoenberg on deck. Two balls, no strikes to Eric. There's a strike on the inside corner, and 2-1. 2-1 the count. Ready on the mound. Here's Altermat's pitch. That's low, and 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Altermat kicks, delivers. Chopper down the third baseline. They're saying fair ball, throw to first. Oh, they're going to call foul now. Oh, the throw by Moore, not hung on to by the first baseman. That's a really tough play because Moore was almost straddling the line. He had 1 foot on the grass. He had 1 foot on the dirt. And that ball, the last hop it took was fair. So the umpire had a rule if the ball was foul when it hit his body, I think. But he was standing in fair ground yet. I don't get it. I don't get it. That's one for the rule books, isn't it? 3-2, the count to Eric Terrace. Here's Altermat's pitch. Terrace rips it foul down the third baseline, and the count stays full at 3-2. Chargers looking for some dynamite here in the eighth. They trail by a run, 2-1. Pitch to Terrace. Swing and a miss. Out on strikes is Eric, and that'll do it for the Chargers in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 7.5. New Ulm 2, Spring Hill 1. More baseball in 1.5 here on KASM.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W.
Roads are busy with farm equipment during harvest season, so please help your local farmers by sharing the road and staying alert. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual want your help in keeping farmers safe. Slowing down and practicing careful driving could save someone's future and help us all trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Make your farm dreams a reality with the lending team at Freeport State Bank. When you are looking for an ag lender, don't be content with someone who does not understand ag. The lenders at Freeport State Bank have diverse ag backgrounds and more than 70 years of experience. Whatever your next farm project is, choose one of their lenders to assist you. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Brody Peterson will pinch hit for Josh Seidel here in the eighth inning, and a ground ball to Terrace deep in the hole at second. He'll throw to Damer at first, and in time, heck of a play by Eric Terrace over at second again. Just stellar in the field tonight for Terrace. Brody Peterson was a pinch hitter. I'm sure we'll see Seidel come back in the ball game. That brings up the top of the order, designated hitter Judd Davis. Judd 1-for-3 tonight. He had a single to lead off the ball game tonight for New Ulm. 2-1, New Ulm leads here in the bottom of the eighth. Both pitchers have been brilliant. Nick Altermat for New Ulm has given up just one run and two hits. He has struck out a dozen, has not walked a man. Peyton Van Beck's curveball high for ball two to leadoff hitter Judd Davis. Peyton Van Beck has given up two runs on six hits. He has struck out five. And he has not walked a man as Davis lines this foul down the right field line into the corner. And just a long strike, two balls and a strike now to Judd Davis. One out, nobody on. 2-1 the count to Davis here in the eighth. Chargers looking for a couple more outs and then get back to their dugout and put those hitting shoes on. Pitch low and away, and now 3-1 to Davis. Three balls, one strike. Davis, the top of the order. Justin Hoffman waits on deck. Randy Rothstein with you. Angela Murgan producing our game at our sports studios in Albany. Curveball high, and there's the game's first walk. Peyton Van Beck issues the game's first walk tonight here in the eighth inning. And Gordy Barton out to the mound. He's going to talk with his left-hander on the mound right now. He has a lot of strategy. Of course, you want that one-run lead going into the ninth. You don't want to surrender anything else. They just went over situationally what you're going to do. Get a ground ball. Maybe the Brewers might try something like a hit and run or a straight steal. Davis looks to have good speed. He's over at first. Here's Van Beck's pitch. Line drive to Eric Terrace. Terrace has it go off of his legs and it rolls into center field. Davis is going to hang on there, but that one kind of ate up Eric. They're going to give him a hit. The official score giving him a hit. as that line drive just, that was tough. I mean, if Eric's frustrated, you can tell that, but if he does make the play on it, I mean, you got two. You're turning two automatically. But they give him a hit. That'll put runners at first and second. Just kind of rolled into shallow center field. And the curveball high to Hunter Ranwiler, and 1-0. Ranwiler so far tonight, 1-for-3. The number three hitter for the New Ulm Brewers. Runners at first and second. Van Beck trying to work out of this jam in the eighth. And Terrace kind of frames that pitch. The home plate umpire says no, and ball two. 2-0. I cannot see the Spring Hill bullpen if anybody's throwing. Anthony Reverman is in that DH spot, and he would be the probably the alternative, as there's a line drive back to Van Beck on the mound. He gloves the line drive on the ground, and then he tips over and gets up. His only play will be to first base, and he gets the out at first. That's a heck of a play by Peyton Van Beck to get an out. 1-3 on the putout. To third goes Judd Davis. To second goes Justin Hoffman. And coming up to the plate, it's Wade French, the big hard-hitting first baseman. French so far tonight, 2-for-3. And the pitch inside from Van Beck. 0-1. That's just missing inside. 1-0 the count to French. Runners at second and third. Boy, you hardly hear a peep here in the stadium. Curveball inside. Nice stop by Nate Terrace. And the count 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. And now they're going to walk French. Interesting move. Gordy Barton says, put him on. Put him on. We want the force. The guy's 2-for-3 against us tonight. So the intentional walk to Wade French. It'll load him up for Cole Ranwiler. Ranwiler, 1-for-3 this evening. Had a base hit back in the second, and then reached on an error in the fourth and struck out in the sixth. See if the strategy works for the Chargers here in the eighth. Pitch inside, a ball, 1-0. Notice Peyton's control here in the eighth a little bit more erratic. Pitch is missing off the plate. One ball, no strikes to Ranwiler. Base is loaded. A drive to right. Austin Schoenberg there makes the catch. Schoenberg almost overran it. He backtracked just a half a step and made the catch, and the eighth ends for the Brewers. No runs, a hit. No errors. Three left on. Eight in our books. 2-1 New Ulm leading Spring Hill. We are back in 1 minute here on KASM. Back in a minute.
Attention Artex spreader owners. Did you know that your spreader can be used for more than just hauling manure? Artex Manufacturing has made it possible for you to use your spreader as a forage wagon. They offer silage extension panels that go around the top of the spreader to give you a larger capacity. Give your number one dealer, Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center, a call at 800-338-6455 to get your extensions ordered today and beat the rush.
If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Top of the ninth inning, do or die for the Chargers in their 2021 season. Austin Schoenberg, Jamie Terrace, and Anthony Reverman, the Chargers' last hopes against Nick Altermat, who's been brilliant. Schoenberg at the plate. First pitch, a strike. There's a ball, and now 1-1 to Austin, who's 0-for-3 tonight. A couple strikeouts. His last at bat, a ground ball to third. The 1-1 pitch from Altermat. Shane Berg, chopper to third. Moore up with it. Strong throw across the diamond. 5-3 on the put out of Austin Shane Berg. One down. That'll bring Jamie Terrace to the plate. Jamie 0-for-3 tonight. Reached on an error in his last at bat. Chargers with just two hits tonight, a single by Eric Schoenberg back in the second, and a single by Eric Terrace in the third. Jamie Terrace takes a strike called in 0-1. Coming up, the coveted cap postgame show, the Chasm coveted cap postgame show here on KASM. Pitch inside, a ball to Terrace and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Altermat ready. Terrace rips it to third. Moore behind the bag at third. Steps and throws. Low, safe. As pulling his foot at first base was French. French stretched out and pulled his foot and safe at first, and they're going to give Jamie a hit. And now we're going to get a pinch runner. Running for the Chargers will be number 16, Ben Welly. Ben Welly running for Jamie Terrace. Anthony Reverman steps up to the plate. This team made up of comeback kids. Can they do it here in the ninth? Reverman, 0-for-3 tonight, out of that cleanup spot. Curveball high to Anthony, and 1-0. After the fact, you could just see Anthony throw out that elbow. It's like, gosh, should have got that elbow out a little bit earlier. 1-0, Welly is lead at first, pitch low and 2-0. You get Altermat to work out of the stretch, and just a little bit different pitcher. Chargers scoring their only run. That was back in the sixth inning. The pitch to Reverman. Low ball 3. On deck, Regan Nelson. And there's a strike to Reverman. 3 balls and 1 strike. Ready on the mound. Altermat. This is bloop to second. Welly didn't see it at first. Throw to second for one. The relay to first in time. A 6-4-3 double play. Welly thought it was going to be a line drive, so he froze and couldn't even take out a second baseman there, but that will do it as the double play turned by the Brewers. Here in the ninth, no runs, a hit, no errors, no one left on. Your final score tonight, 2-1 New Ulm over Spring Hill. Your coveted cap Chasm postgame show coming up next here on KASM. We'll take a 4-minute timeout.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers striving for convenience. You can find Pep's Pork products in a variety of places throughout the state. They deliver products to over 25 local stores in central Minnesota and, of course, offer their meats at their on-farm meat locker in rural Spring Hill. For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J style feed bunks, bunker style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Working hand in hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation. Congratulations and good luck to all the area teams who are playing in the state amateur baseball playoffs. Just like them being a winning team in baseball, you'll be on a winning team with West Central Sanitation. Great service from a local family-owned company will always get you to the playoffs. Play hard and be proud you made it this far. Please know West Central Sanitation is cheering for you and proud to be a part of amateur baseball. Go teams!
Woody's Barn Grill in Greenwald wishes good luck to all the area teams in this year's state baseball tournament. Woody's offers friendly service and a great atmosphere, plus good drinks and an excellent menu to serve you better. Choose from a variety of sandwiches, tacos, pizzas, and more. Ask about their homemade barbecue sauce, one of the best all around. When you feel a need for food or a cold drink, head to Woody's in Greenwald. For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked at the pub. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
Well, tonight, like Angela was telling me, what would you get if you crossed a pitcher and the invisible man? Pitching like no one has ever seen. We saw some pretty good pitching tonight here at Waconia, at Lions Field. It was Peyton Van Beck for the Spring Hill Chargers, the draftee from Alrosa, against Nick Altermat, the draftee from Lamberton. And they went at it tonight. A 2-1 New Ulm win tonight. Altermat gets the better of it as he strikes out 12 in the win, giving up just three hits, the draftee from Lamberton. Two runs, seven hits, two errors for New Ulm. They left seven on base. One run, three hits, one error for Spring Hill. They left three on base tonight. So the win goes to Altermat. The loss to Peyton Van Beck, but tell you what, Peyton Van Beck, that was a gutty performance, striking out five tonight, and just a great pitching performance for the young man. So the season comes to an end for Spring Hill. New Ulm will go on to take on Melroy next Saturday night, 7 o'clock over in Chaska. Let's do this. Let's take another three-minute timeout. We'll come back and name that coveted Chasm Cap player of the game in 3 minutes here on KASM.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey, Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry. If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Indick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Indick at 320-420-1295.
I've been banking for a while now. I'd say ever since I was 5 years old. Thanks to Farmers and Merchants State Bank, I know I have a financial partner who will keep growing with me wherever I am, just like they've done for my dad and grandma. Now at 12, I know that they'll keep being there for me, like when I go to college, buy my own house, or even if I start my own business someday, or take over the family farm. I trust them, because friendly still counts. Visit fmpierce.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-body flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you find the kind of food that mom and grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or ticket-to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites, so come hungry. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And remember the Sportsman's Den for your weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Mark those calendars for Saturday, September 25th. Cindy has booked the Shaw Band and has them playing from 8 until midnight at the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. To order or book your events, phone the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, 243-4546. The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Back at Waconia, your post-game show tonight here on KASM. Time to name that coveted cap player of the game. And tonight, Mr. Eric Terrace, you're going to get it. You went 1-for-4 tonight. Base hit. You had a stolen base and had three fantastic plays in the field. So, Eric Terrace, enjoy your coveted cap player of the game award. All right, we'll take one more two-minute timeout. We'll be back and take a look at what's coming up here next weekend when we'll be back in Chaska for state tournament baseball. We're back in 2 minutes.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
Having a hard time finding a new vehicle? Not a problem. Stop into Gilliland Chevrolet. We've got over 140 new vehicles in stock and over 400 new units in production. The friendly and helpful team at Gilliland will help you find or reserve your perfect ride. So you don't have a down payment to reserve a vehicle? Not a problem. We don't require any money down. And what if you don't love the vehicle when it comes in? Not a problem. No obligation or pressure to buy it all. Maybe you've spotted the perfect vehicle online or on our lot, but you want to make sure that you get the most for your trade. Not a problem. All month long, we are paying $1,000 over KBB fair trade-in value on your trade. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we're here to make your car buying experience as problem-free as possible. Visit us at 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud, or GillandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Offer ends 8/31/21 based on KBB fair trade-in value on any 2018 or older vehicle. Good towards the purchase of any new or pre-owned vehicle over $5,000 value. See dealer for details.
The Coveted Cap postgame show here on KASM, the Chasm Coveted Cap, going to Eric Terrace tonight. Congratulations, Eric. And next week, Kirby and I will have state tournament baseball here on KASM. Looks like Friday night we'll have Luxembourg against Waconia. That'll be at 7:30 over in Chaska. So Friday night, 7:30 over in Chaska. It's Luxembourg and Waconia. And then we will have the Saturday game with Watkins and St. Martin. That's at 11 o'clock on Saturday. It's Watkins and St. Martin here on KASM. And then one of those teams is going to win, have their game on Sunday. We know that as well here on KASM. And that'll come up on Sunday at 11 o'clock. So a few more games. Hopefully we get a state tournament game on Labor Day Monday. We'll see how it plays out next weekend here on KASM. Spring Hill Baseball brought to you by Albany and Richmond A&W, the Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Rambo of New London, B&S Excavating, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesvale, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joe, Stony Creek Dairy, the Greenwall Pub, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, El Rosa Lumber Incorporated, Erkins Water of Cold Spring, Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Farmers and Merchants, State Bank, Albany Chrysler Center, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning over in Richmond, West Central Sanitation, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center in Long Prairie, Woody's Bar and Grill in Greenwald, Freeport State Bank, Painesville Mutual Insurance, and Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud. We had a dandy tonight, 2-1, New Ulm over Spring Hill. Angela, thank you back at our studios in Albany for manning the controls. This is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.